The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from all their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Excellent job, guys. Two years ago marked my first Christmas as a priest, and as so, I felt this need, this duty, to give this amazing homily on that first Christmas of my priesthood. Here was a chance where most of the Catholics in the area would be coming to Mass, and they'd be able to hear what I had to say, and I was like, I have to nail this. You know, this has to be the best homily I've ever given. And so, as usual, I procrastinated to the very last minute to actually get anything on paper. And so it was about 2 days before Christmas, and I was like, you know, I've got nothing. I've got absolutely nothing that's worthwhile preaching about. And so I thought, well, I'll do what I normally do. I'll go to the Adoration Chapel at St. Michael's, there on the west side of Indianapolis, and I'll pray to God and see what kind of inspiration comes, you know, what God will provide for me. And it was a perfect idea, because the Adoration Chapel out there, it's very quiet. There's only a few people there at a time. You know, it's a great place to kind of get away and just kind of exit the world and just kind of have this peaceful environment in which to pray and think and meditate. So I was like, this will be great. So it was on the 23rd of December in the afternoon. I went over to the Adoration Chapel, and I got there about 5 minutes before the hour. And so I walked in, and the person that was already there, they must have thought I was the next person on the list, you know, to take over. So they just up and left, which I was like, this is great. You know, I got the whole place to myself. You know, this is going to be perfect. You know, I'll have the exact environment I need to work on this homily. And it's a very long, narrow room. And of course, the monstrance is on the far side, and there's two rows of very short pews, very small pews, that fill this chapel. So I'm kneeling there, and I'm looking at God, you know, and the monstrance at Jesus, and I was like, you know, I need some help here, you know. This is your show, you know. If you want me to do well, you got to help me out here, you know. And so I'm sitting there praying, you know, and reflecting on the readings, and in walks this elderly gentleman, and he walks up to the front left pew and kneels down, and he pulls this rosary out of his pocket. And when he starts to pray, I think that he thought that he was praying quietly, But he was like stone deaf. And so what was quiet for him was loud in the rest of the chapel. So he's sitting over there, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." You know, and I'm like, oh, this is just great, you know. So I'm like, well, I can do this. You know, the rosary, it's meditative, it's prayerful. You know, I can just focus in on the monsters. You know, I'll just really stare at that, you know, and nail my attention to that, you know, and that, everything else will just kind of take care of itself. So that's what I did. I'm still like, God, you know, I need something here. Well, then this middle-aged woman walks in, and she sits or kneels right in front of me in the chapel, you know, and she's kneeling there, and she's looking up at the Blessed Sacraments, and she was really passionate about her prayers. I mean, she was very, very much into what she was praying about. I have no idea what she was praying about, but about every 3 to 5 seconds, she'd throw up her hands like touchdown Jesus, and then she'd bring it back down again. Put it back. So now I've got, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And I'm like, oh, great. Well, I was like, but you know, I can close my eyes and I won't see her and I'll still have the rosary, but that's fine. You know, I can block that out and I can still do this. You know, like there's still something here. I'm gonna find a way to pray in this. Well, then the door opens again. And at this point, I'm like, what next? What could possibly happen? So I didn't even turn around. I didn't open my eyes. I'm just sitting there, you know, kneeling, you know, with my eyes clenched shut. And then I heard it. This baby started this blood-curdling scream in the back of the church. So now we have, you know, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." Woo! You know, and I'm just... and I'm just like, what is going on, you know? But it was in that moment, in that chaos and noise and the craziness of what was going on in that adoration chapel that should have been peaceful and quiet and good, that it hit me. This crazy, chaotic, messed up thing that we call life is exactly what Jesus Christ came into. His was not a pristine birth by any means. I mean, we kind of put it that way. We call it a silent night, holy night. When you really stop and think about it, what he came into, we're talking about Bethlehem, right? During the census, there wasn't a room available in any of the inns. It was more packed than it is here tonight. You know, every bed was taken. There were probably people asleep on the floor and on tables. And these people were not there by choice, right? The people in Bethlehem, they were there for the census. They had been forced against their will to go there. So they were tired. They were angry. They were probably drunk. They were probably tired. And it was just this thing where they were like, we're done with this. And so in the midst of all that, we have the Holy Family coming into town. And they get stuck in a stable of all places, which has to be the most unsanitary place in the world to have a child, right? You're in there and you have these animals around you, you know, they have the smell of their sweat and fresh manure on the floor, and you have this manger that has the dust coming out of it with the hay, and that's where you put the Christ child, and he's wrapped in dirt-encrusted clothes, these rags that they would have gathered from around them. It was a mess. It was chaos. And then to top it all off, they get visited in the middle of the night by these rogues, these ruffians that pass themselves off as shepherds that could only get their job by watching sheep at night. They didn't even have a house to live in. And that was all going on the night that we celebrate today. That's what Jesus came into. But you know what? Even with all the noise and the chaos and the craziness of that night, all that stuff that was going on, it was an event that was so momentous that 2,000 years later, we remember it. It was a moment that changed the course of human history forever. And I have to imagine that even in that moment when Christ came among us, there was a perceptible change. Because for the first time in history, God looked at us and he said, "I will be with you in the chaos. I will be with you in the noise, in the mess, in the doubts and the anxieties and the worries that you have. I will walk shoulder to shoulder with you in the darkness. I will be with you every step of the way through this life." And because he came and lived among us, he knew what suffering was. He knew misery. He knew hunger. He knew what it meant to lose somebody. He knew what loneliness meant. He knew what our mess looked like. He knew how chaotic and noisy life could really be. But you know, in that manger scene, I have to imagine that
Bethlehem did get a little bit more quiet and peaceful that evening. That in that stable, those animals that were there were a little more reverent and a little bit more low than they were before. And then when those shepherds showed up from their fields at night, guided by an angel, that when they stepped in the door, they felt something. They knew that something glorious and amazing and miraculous had happened. And that is the gift that we receive today. That we come into this space, we gather together as a community to celebrate God with us, Emmanuel. And because of that, maybe, just maybe, we can begin to realize that it really is a wonderful life that we have. That maybe miracles really do happen on 34th Street or 7th Street or 19th Street. That maybe we really can play our best for Him. That we can actually have peace on earth and goodwill to all men. That maybe our hearts will actually grow 3 sizes this day. That perhaps God really does love the world just so much that He gave us His only begotten Son. Maybe that's exactly what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. So Merry Christmas, and may God bless us, everyone. Amen.